Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
On it, jingle, 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 jing. Give us a little shimmy with your coins here.
Oh. They don't make any noise, though. They're kind of boring.
Oh, well, let's get that checked.
I like them if there's a payphone.
Where have you seen a payphone in the last decade?
Oh, in some old movies. That's about the only place you see them.
We'll see how far you get there. All right, well, what's going on here with this very brightly colored program that you have here in front of me?
Xanadu.
So somebody went and made a musical of Xanadu from the ridiculous movie from 1980, I believe.
Yeah, it was in the 80s, and this is pure 80s camp.
Oh, good. So they've resigned themselves to that this is 80s silliness.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good.
And that's what made it so much fun. This whole thing was done really tongue-in-cheek. The actors made us feel like we were in on the joke of how far-fetched this plot was, and they were making fun of themselves, making fun of their characters, making fun of the plot. The whole time, it was just hilarious. And I know the movie didn't get much of a high rating.
Really?
But this, because it was making fun of everything, it was so campy.
It probably elevated the material
in
a way.
It was delightful. It was totally delightful. And the cast had marvelous, marvelous voices. Every one of them sang their hearts out, and the music was great. They had live band. Three of the ones that stood out to me were the two leads. Reed Allen Worth was Sonny Malone, and he was absolutely hilarious. So zany and funny. And then Olivia Vadnais was the female lead, and she had this real sweet voice.
That's the Olivia Newton-John role.
Yeah, and it's funny. Okay. Her first name's Olivia. Kind of coincidental.
Art imitates life, imitates art. Look
That's
at that.
Right.
If Xanadu is art, we'll just go ahead and give that
camp.
Heavy-handed credit.
Pure, hokey camp.
I love it. You know I love camp.
I know you do.
I'm loving your jacket. This is very appropriate.
Campy.
Oh, yeah, that totally is. Totally is.
And Drew Lee Williams had a beautiful belting voice, kind of like Jennifer Hudson, just that beautiful chest voice.
She play?
She was one of the muses, the came to life from a chalk drawing on Venice Beach. I mean,
well, if there's a place where that's going to happen,
that would be Venice Beach. But just think about the 80s and the nostalgia with the headbands and the leg warmers and roller skating discos and the whole throwback, and the nostalgia was
a simpler yet more complicated time in some ways.
Exactly. It's directed by Kate Galvin.
So now, did they use all the songs from the movie?
Oh, absolutely.
Were there more songs that weren't in the movie? Because sometimes,
you know,
they do that. Oh, okay.
I didn't see the movie.
Wait, you're professing about that you haven't studied the source material?
I haven't seen the movie. All I know is I read about the movie and everybody panned it.
Oh.
So it was like one of the worst movies
ever
made. Well,
listen, we're going to have a night, okay? We're going to sit through this. Because, you know, actually, I am doing the roast of Xanadu, the movie, on December 16th, late night at the Cabaret, immediately following this musical production of Xanadu.
Oh, that'll be so much fun.
In fact, I think the Trust is going to do some sort of a ticket combo where you can go see Xanadu that night and then immediately after my roast of Xanadu, the film.
Xanadu.
I thought of that. But I think tickets for that are going to go on sale mid-November.
Oh, I'm
so
just
in a couple of weeks.
Now.
Yeah, surprise!
Exciting.
Yeah, the roast of Xanadu is December 16th. So I've got to brush up on the terrible film.
Oh,
so if you want to,
that'd be great, because come and see this show first. Laugh, laugh, laugh. The audience will be all warmed up for you. Laugh.
One would hope, yeah. I'll either continue to bring it up or bring it down. It's always one of the two. We'll see. But drink heavily, I think, is what I want to encourage people to do. But, with a vivid story like that of Xanadu, it really needs no bells and whistles.
That's right.
So what else about it you like to share with us?
I think I've said it all.
You've said it all. Were they really on roller skates?
Some of them were.
Oh, my God. Is it a raked stage? Is it on a slope?
Well, they had kind of like a ramp. They reconfigured the whole floor and moved the tables aside and, you know, made a skating area.
I wonder if I should do my show on skates.
Oh, no. You'll hurt yourself.
Yeah. How are you on skates?
Not bad.
You're good on skis.
Yeah. But I don't think skis would work on that floor.
Well, how were their skating techniques?
Good.
Because, you know, like, I think kids who grew up in the 70s had more roller skating experience than the kids that grew up in the 80s and 90s. You know, it kind of sort of phased out a little bit.
It was a big thing. I can remember being in New York City. Everybody was skating. To and from work, the messengers were on skates.
You don't see it anymore.
No, you don't.
You got these weird Segway things that...
And
make
skateboards.
People look ridiculous. I do still see skateboards, yeah, every once in a while. But I guess roller skates just aren't cool, which are to the advantage of the comedy in this program.
But yeah, this I really was amazed at how funny it was.
Go ahead. And playing for a while, plenty of chances to see it.
Yeah, through December.
We'll have plenty of the information on attached to the video afterwards.
Yeah, I think it's the 17th.
Down at the Cielo, and it may be extended because a lot of times they'll do that. But definitely try to get down there before the 17th.
Yes,
to see it. Or the 16th. I'll be there that evening.
Oh, that'll be a sellout.
Will you go? Do I have to twist your arm?
I will go.
All right, good.
I would love to see
it. What's really good, twist your arm, is to watch this film with me. You know, Gene Kelly's in it.
No, sir.
Yes, that's exactly what everybody said when this movie came out in 1980. I think, you know, so often we cannot dictate the last act of our lives, and I think this was Gene Kelly's last film, because somehow there was a theme that they were trying to work into it, like having it to be an homage to old Hollywood, if that makes any sense, having seen the musical. Did you get that at all?
No, but I mean, for me,
in some ways, that's the most redeeming quality about the movie, but yet it has nothing to do with the movie. So Gene Kelly sort of played like, I don't know, a genie or like a wizard. He could kind of appear and disappear at will.
Well, these were muses that came to life.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They went back in time, and they were with the Greek gods, and it was really, really far-fetched, which is why it was so much fun to have the actors just practically ridiculing it, but in a funny way, you know? It was like...
I've got to see it. This is my kind of show.
Yeah, if you realize that you're in on the joke.
A show that eats itself alive before your eyes for the sake of comedy. I mean, I live for that.
I think there were some people that really didn't get it. We saw some people looking a little stunned, and others were just in total hysterics.
They thought it was going to be some high drama.
You just have to be in on the joke. That's all.
Well, I think we certainly are, and are looking forward to seeing Xanadu through December 17th or longer, maybe,
right around there.
Perhaps, down at the Cielo Cabaret.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show.